Praise God. You know what? I have never been so excited about a teaching as this. Holy Spirit really wants to do something for us.
Amen.
And if we take it seriously, if we take it and pursue it with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we're going to live from a different realm.
Amen.
That's where Holy Spirit is trying to get
Amen.
Us. To a different realm of living. Praise God. I thank God for it.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we do thank you for this day. This is a day that you have made.
Amen.
This is not just a Sunday, but this is a redemptive day. We've
Amen.
Been redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we thank you for every household that is represented here this morning. We just ask that you would do a special thing in that household. Let your anointing, God, rise in that household. And Lord, we just thank you for this lesson. We thank you for Holy Spirit. We take him as our teacher.
Yes.
We make place for the Holy Spirit to teach us today. We want to be taught. We want to be taught truth. We want to be taught wisdom.
Yes.
That we can apply it and be an influence in our world. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, amen.
Amen. Glory.
Now we're going to go to chapter 1. That's where we're going to complete chapter 1 today. Because the reason we're doing that, because in the other chapters, we may take 2 or 3 chapters together. But we want to complete volume 1 so we can go to volume 2. Volume 1 is telling us about the Holy Spirit and our relationship to him. Because everything we're doing out of volume 2 is going to come out of relationship with Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So turn to chapter 1 in your book, if you have your book. Chapter 1, part 1. The Holy Spirit is a person. Relationship with a divine person. Okay, now we talked last week, those that were here, about what really constitutes a person. What makes a person? You know, when we think a person, we think of people we can see with the body. We look at each other. Oh, Candy is a person. But I told you the funeral that Holy Spirit told me to go to. Because, you know, I wake up in the morning. I say, oh, Holy Spirit, what are we going to do today? What you want to do in me and through me? And he said, I want you to go to this funeral today. And I thought, Holy Spirit, 4 or 5 days ago, I had already said I wasn't going. You know, I had made it up in my mind. I said, I've been gone, so I said, I just want to relax today. But when Holy Spirit said, go, I went. Because we want to be led and guided by him. And he showed me there, he said, you see that body laying there? He said, is he not a person now? You know, he's gone. I mean, the body couldn't move or nothing. It was just a body there, just like our body, just lying there. Is that a person? No, the person is gone.
Yes.
Him dying don't say he's no longer a person. He's more of a person because he knew Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
And he's in the presence of Almighty God. So a body do not make you a person, but it do give you legal rights on this earth to operate.
Yeah.
That's what a body do. It don't make you the person. So that's the reason sometimes we have difficulty with Holy Spirit because he don't have a body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus had a body. You know, when God wanted to reveal himself to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not in the book. You know, I'm going to always put some things in that, you know, is given to me.
Amen.
When God wanted to reveal himself to us, he did it in what form? Human form. In Jesus. We could see him. We could touch him. We You know, he was in human form. He had a body. Now, when Jesus wanted to reveal himself to us, how did he do it? He did it spiritually form. Mm-hmm. In spirit, yeah. He revealed himself to us. Jesus revealed himself to us in spirit form. And that's the reason people have a little difficulty with that, because you can't see Holy Spirit. He's invisible. You know, we have nothing to really just point to like we have to God. We say he's Father, and we can kind of, you know, wrap our mind around that, because we all have fathers. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, human body, we can wrap our mind, we can relate to that. But when you get to the Holy Spirit, you know, it's like Jesus told the religious leaders. He told them, he said, this that's coming is going to be spiritually discerned. You can't get this through the eyes and the ears. It's spiritually discerned. The Holy Spirit is spiritually discerned.
So
you don't see him.
Through spirit now. We have to have the Father, Son. Since we're a spirit, and as we grow in the Lord, we know the spiritual part of us more than the physical part, really. So we relate to him spirit to spirit.
Yes, you do. Spirit to spirit brings you into intimacy.
Yes.
But everybody don't do spirit to spirit.
No. The body of
Even
Christ.
Though they're the body of Christ, they don't do spirit to spirit. They don't. They look on the outside.
Yes.
The Lord gave me a lesson one time, and I preached it. It was living within.
Amen.
Even though we Christians sometimes, people live on the outside. What they can see, what they can touch, what they can feel. And we have a world that's always bringing us to live on the outside. Mm-hmm. They tell you if you live in this home, you're living, mm-hmm. which you're not really living. They tell you if you drive this kind of car, they'll tell you, hey, you're living now. You know, that's life. And if you travel here, oh, honey, you have lived. But you don't live outside if you're a Christian. Mm-hmm. You live from the inside.
Amen.
That's where you live. From your inside, not the outside. The world's always drawing you out. Because they know if they draw you on the outside, the enemy, he's drawing you on the outside too, because he know that's where he wins at, in the flesh. But our winning is on the inside. We, you know, when Jesus came, that was God, what? Emmanuel was what?
God with us.
Okay, can y'all say it a little louder?
Yeah, God with us.
God with us.
Amen.
And that was good. But when Holy Spirit came,
Woo!
He in us 24/7, and he come to help you with your challenges,
yeah.
your problems,
yes.
to live a victorious life. But we constantly look on the outside, mm-hmm. instead of going to him first and saying, Holy Spirit, what about this little problem here, this circumstances? How do you want me to handle this?
And I'll always acknowledge him, right? All our ways.
Woo! All our little problem, big problem
Amen.
Here. Glory, acknowledge him. And he'll what?
Shall direct our
way. Yeah. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Shall. Woo! Shall. So let's learn to live from our inside with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Holy Spirit didn't come just on vacation. He came to do a work.
Amen.
With the church.
Hallelujah.
And with each of us.
Yes.
But because we can't see him, you know, we don't relate to him. You know, we may relate to him every now and then, you know, when the spirit get real, you have to get really high for us to relate to him. But he's a divine person that wants communication always. He never sleep or slumber.
Right.
And he's here to teach us, guide us. So we don't have no room for going wrong.
Amen.
We got the best teacher. You know, I'm learning to take time and develop myself with Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I can move in the realms that he wants us to.
Amen.
He wants us to look different than what we're looking
yes.
in the church. He wants that. But the church has strayed so far from Holy Spirit. They still, you know, say, well, Holy Spirit, you know, a little bit. But they don't really go to him and ask him questions, ask him for teaching, ask him for guidance. They don't. And that's the missing ingredient in this world.
Yes.
Is Holy Spirit. He wants to flow out of us.
Yes.
So we can be an influence, we can be a change in this world. Flow out of us. Let's just say it this morning. Let's just say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
Flow out of me.
Flow out of me.
Like a river.
Like a river.
Praise God. The well in you, the well that he said will come up in you, that's for you personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when it flows out of you, that's to circumstances, situation, for ministry, for whatever's needed out there. He has a solution to all this.
Yes, he does.
That's going on in our world. He has the solution. But people is looking outside, paying this person for this much money to study. Holy Spirit already has the answer. He created this world.
Amen.
He was there in creation, brooding over things. Hallelujah. Waiting for the word to speak. Glory, hallelujah. So he have all the answers. He have all the answers for us. So that's the reason we got to develop this relationship with him. We're not asking, Holy Spirit, how much I can get of you, but we want to know how much we can give of ourselves to Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Then once you give yourself to Holy Spirit, he'll fill you up. Amen. You'll have what you need to operate in this life. Now, 10 minutes. Okay. When we come in divine relationship with Holy Spirit, the divine person, I'm not just talking about a person that's living in you. It's Emmanuel came and it was great, but it's God in us now. God with us. And you know, we're still praying, God be with us. And I know Holy Spirit in there saying, what are they talking about? When we pray, we still pray that. God be with us. God go with us on this trip. No! If I'm going, he's going.
Just say, thank you, God, you're going with us.
I just say, thank you, Lord, you're with us. You go with us. You're going to keep us. You're going to, you know. Some of the, I know we grieve the Holy Spirit. And we're going to get to the chapter talks about all that. I know we grieve it when we talk that kind of language. When we say, oh, Holy Spirit, please be with us today. It sounds good, but it's not right. We need to pray and say, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are with us today. Not only are you with us, but you're God in us.
Amen.
If we do more acknowledging of the Holy Spirit, it develops our relationship with him. Prayer, acknowledging him, hit the word, all that builds relationship.
Amen.
Spending time with him.
Amen.
Say, just Holy Spirit, I want to just, you know, spend time with you. And let me tell you, he's a 24-hour teacher.
Yes.
24-hour. His classroom is open. He never sleep or slumber. He's there. Holy Spirit is being grieved because the church is not taking advantage of what he has given us. He came with all of God's resources.
Amen.
The church must recognize the true answer is to his mission is on earth just like Jesus was. He came to reveal and show us Jesus. But it came in spirit form, not human form. And one of the reasons, it was several reasons that he came in spirit form. So he can live, be personal with us.
Amen.
Live in each of us.
Amen.
We don't, you know, in Jesus' time, they had to wait. Even Zacchaeus, he was a little man. He had to run real hard. Mm-hmm. I want to see Jesus. And he ran real hard. And the funny thing about it, this man wanted to really, really see Jesus. He got up in a tree. Can you see this grown man getting up in a tree because he's so short of stature? He wanted to see Jesus. And guess what? Jesus wanted to see him. But we don't have to live in the days of Zacchaeus.
Right.
Because he's God in us. Praise God. We can just say, Holy Spirit, have your way. He's just as much God as Jesus and God.
Amen.
He is God in us.
Yes.
We got God in us.
Yes.
When you see me coming, praise God. He's coming. Praise God. And that's how we got to think now. We got to get that shadow thinking off us. Still asking him to be with us. And Holy Spirit, he just sitting there saying, I am with you. Waiting on you. I'm with you. You need to get with me. And recognize I am with you.
Yes.
And he came on mission, not for vacation, but to do a work in us. That's the reason it was very easy for Jesus to say, this is what you see me do. You're going to do in greater works than these. Because I go, one is coming.
Yes.
I go, the one that's coming, he's going to be in us.
Yep.
Now, the greater work is not laying hand on the sick or raising the dead. Y'all know what the greater works are? Salvation, saving of souls. We're going to even partake in the greater work.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So that was very easy for Jesus to say, and his disciples like, oh, God, we couldn't even get this boy healed here, and we had to ask you how to do it, why we couldn't do it. The church is still asking Jesus now, why we can't do this? Because you're looking to the wrong person. Holy Spirit is in us.
Yes.
Let him do it.
Amen.
The work is much easier when you let Holy Spirit do it.
Yes.
The work is much easier. You can have a supernatural harvest if you allow Holy Spirit to do it. On the day of Pentecost, they allowed the Holy Spirit to do it. 5,000 came out of that. Because they allowed the whole, you know, those were the same disciples crying, oh, Lord, must you go? Oh, you can't go. I'll die with you. You ain't got to go to the cross. But when Holy Spirit was poured out on them, and it's going to be another real outpouring. We receive the Holy Spirit, but he's going to be very generous.
Amen.
But, you know, he's in us, so that's where it's coming from. Coming from the inside of us, because he's in us. When he made that arrival here on earth, he didn't go back. He stayed, because he know it was a lot of us that still needed help. And thank God for Jesus. He didn't leave us alone. He said, uh-uh. He looked at Peter and them. I can't leave them by themselves. I got to send another one just like me, because these boys stay in trouble. And that's the reason they didn't want Jesus to go, because they know all the troubles that they were in, challenges and paying back taxes and stuff like this and that. That Jesus was always there with the answer.
Yeah.
Amen.
And they weren't about to let that go. But Jesus said, if you can trust me, he said, you can't understand it now. But if you just trust me, I'm sending one just like me, and he will.
He will.
Ha, he will.
Pasha
Katatia. He would do the same thing that I'm doing. Papa Pasha Katia. Jesus was looking at the church, not just them 12. Them 12 was just looking at themselves. We want Jesus to stay. He said, it's expedient that I go. I got to go, and I got to do it fast. Because if I don't go, the Comforter won't come. But we got to know that we got him with us and in us.
Mm-hmm.
And we must acknowledge. Last week we're talking about acknowledging it more. I want to go back to chapter 1 and You know, we already constituted what was a person and personality, but I do want you to know, what do you get when you allow the Holy Spirit to take over and to... It's seven things she mentioned here in first chapter that you get. Okay, it's page 13 in your book. The first one is victory. I'm just going to call them all out. When you come in intimacy with the Holy Spirit, personal communion. I mean, you getting some communion from me teaching, but I'm talking about when you go home, personal communion. The first one on page 13 is what? Victory. You get victory. Your results are communion with the Holy Spirit. You get victory. I'm just going to call him out because of time. I need to give Apostle his time. Victory, I'm going to call every seven, all seven of them. Victory. You get revelation. You get protection. Oh, God. You get anointing, what Brother David was talking about. Because even Jesus got anointing. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. So you get anointing. You get motivation.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The right motivation.
Yes.
You get ministry.
Yes.
And all of us are in ministry.
That's right.
I'm not just talking about the fivefold.
Mm-hmm. All of us.
All of us, the ministry of reconciliation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you get boldness. You can't even come to the throne of grace and obtain what you need if you don't have boldness.
Yeah.
He said, that's the way you come. You come boldly.
Amen.
You get boldness. Now, these are the seven things that you get, that you receive. When you just come into a relationship, spiritual intimacy with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You don't come empty. I mean, when we realize the value of what we're housing, of what we're hosting, we're hosting. Do you know what you're hosting? The presence of God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You're hosting that. And how you host him is how you will benefit from him.
Yes.
Now, all of us has been hostess of something, a dinner or this or that or something. And you know your focus was on your guests, the people that were coming. And, you know, you want it to be very good. But you're hosting the presence of God. Act like you're hosting the presence of God.
Yeah.
Yes.
My time is way up.
Thank you.
But I wanted to go through each of these and show you some real examples of all seven of those things that you do receive when you come into intimacy with the Holy Spirit. So you're not losing anything. You're really gaining. You're really gaining something? When we realize the value of what we're housing or what we're hosting. You know, Miles Monroe always would say, when a person does not realize the value of something, it always would be misuse.
Yeah.
And because we have not recognized the value of Holy Spirit, we not let him, and I know he really wants to do more than what he's doing. He said, I want to flow out of you like rivers of living water. I want that well to spring up in you so you can have that joy. Because Jesus said, for the joy that was set before me, I endured the cross. Sometimes we can't endure what we are enduring because we don't have joy.
Yes.
We don't see the joy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Awesome.